This is Radio Superior 1929, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic recordings of popular music from the 1920s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1929. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's New Year's Eve, 1929, and you're listening to the voice from the head of the lakes, KUWS Radio, and it's time for the McKenna and Martin Show. I'm Jack McKenna with the music, weather, and the top songs of the 20s for you in this expanded New Year's Eve program. Friends, yes, sirree, we'll have some fun tonight, and the good people at the Android will be piping in our broadcast live tonight for those of you who want to dance to our wax recordings. That's coming up in a little more than half an hour. But first, we're going to do something different, something special for this New Year's Eve. We're going to bring you back 30 years to the last turn of the century, New Year's Eve, 1899. So just hang on to your radio as we bring you to a different time. Don't worry, the whole gang is coming along with our newsman Lou Martin, the lovely Harriet Farrig, and Ray Paulson will give us the sports from 1899. Now, close your eyes. When you open them again, it's December 31st, 1899. With our Logue and Whitney Furniture Company 5 o'clock news, here's Lou Martin. Good evening, Lou.
Well, good evening, Jack. A whaleback barge has been wrecked on the north shore of Lake Superior. The whaleback number 115 has been missing for a week, but it's now been located in the area south of Grand Marais, a small north shore town inaccessible from Duluth and Superior in the winter months. Hope for the crew has been abandoned, since there are no signs of life on board the whaleback. Captain W.W. Smith, surveying the ship, determined that any rescue or salvage effort would be fruitless, and reported to fellow Captain A.B. Woven at the Sioux that the barge should be remain at least where it is now until spring. The tug Zenith City and Superior have been dispatched from the Superior Duluth port in search of the whaleback. A weekend murder in Superior has four people now in jail, accused of the dastardly deed. Abraham Carlson was found beaten to death last Saturday evening at the foot of the stairs of his apartment at 713 Tower Avenue, where the four suspected slayers live. Attorney John Vaughn is representing Mr. and Mrs. Peter and Annie Lessman, Mrs. Amelia Johnson, and Charles Wilson. They're being held without bail. They're in the custody of the sheriff. It appears that Superior's chief of police is about to be sacked. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson has the latest on this story. Mike?
Thanks, Lou. Police Chief Crumpton says he has no intentions to resign, and if he is to be removed, it will have to happen through regular charges from the Police and Fire Commission. The commission has just reorganized with G.E. Dietrich, S.A. Riches, and J.E. Greeley as the commissioners now. Commission President Judge Steele has resigned. It's not known if graft in the police department is the reason for the shakeup and pending charges against Chief Crumpton, but part of the reorganization includes reducing the size of the Superior Police Department, dismissing several officers. Otherwise, Mr. Martin, mum's the word at City Hall, sir.
Well, the commission also passed a resolution to outlaw the chipping in to buy gifts by police officers for their superiors. It effectively ends buying of presents during the holiday season in the Superior Police Department. Telephone poles planted in a forbidden area by People's Telephone Company were personally chopped down this week by City Engineer Thomas. While People's Telephone Company did have a permit to plant its poles in alleys around East End, it did not have permission to do so on 4th Street. That's when the city engineer, Thomas, took his own hatchet out and began chopping. The phone line will eventually go through Central Park. And there's some rejoicing in Eloise and Itasca neighborhoods of Superior. Chicago, Milwaukee, and St. Paul Railroad Company has acquired waterfront land there and is expected to employ a dredging facility there. That's the announcement that's been made. Northwestern Coal Railroad Company has already been contacted to do some dredging in the Bay Area next summer. But since so much of the Bay needs dredge work, this is expected to mean more jobs for the area. The shipping season of 1899 is said to be a big success, even though ice kept it from getting a good start here at the head of the lakes. Our shipping season didn't begin until May the 6th, compared to April the 15th, opening in 1898. Nevertheless, there's a 12% increase in goods shipped from Superior and Duluth this year. Grain, iron ore, logs, nails, kegs, and flour were carried to and from the port this year, with lumber being the leading cargo, grain second, and iron ore a distant third. Now let's check with Jack McKenna with our 5 o'clock news sponsor, Log & Whitney Furniture Company.
Thank you, Lou. Well, there's a big discount sale going on now at the Furniture Company of Log & Whitney, 1418 Tower Avenue in Superior. Listen to some of these bargains, just some of them. A $16 easy chair for $8. A $6 parlor chair for $3. And there's iron and brass beds, combination bookcases, finest in the city, Bissell carpet sweepers, money cheerfully refunded on every purchase you are not satisfied with. That's, of course, Loge and Whitney, 1418 Tower Avenue in Superior. Lou?
The news from overseas. The British war in South Africa is going badly. British troops were routed by the Boers, according to the most recent dispatches. Apparently, troops walk into a trap of waiting Boer artillery and were routed with terrible losses. Meantime, British journalist Winston Spencer Churchill wrote an account to the Morning Post newspaper of a harrowing escape after his capture earlier by the Boers. Churchill said that he was concealed himself in a railroad truck under a pile of sacks with a bottle of water to get him through what he called 60 hours of pain and agony. He urged the unflinching and continued prosecution of the Boer War by the British. Apparently, the French have had enough in trying to build a canal through Panama in Central America. They have turned over the property for the canal to American financiers. Baron Oppenheimer had overseen the project since coming from Paris several months ago, but he believes the Americans will have a better chance working with the locals of Panama and Nicaragua in building the canal. In New York, J.T. Murphy of Superior is putting in a good word for Superior. Murphy is quoted in the New York Times as saying that the times out west here in Superior haven't been as good as it is since 1892. Murphy says everyone is doing a strong business, including the farmers, the merchants, the manufacturers, and the artisans. Murphy says the prospering iron and steel industry is cause for the erection of a mammoth steel plant in West Superior. It'll be the Iron and Steel Company of Superior. Superior Meat and Milk Inspector S.J. Greer this afternoon filed his year-end report on bad meat and milk that he had to condemn in 1899. Greer had to throw out 250 pounds of poultry, 550 pounds of bad beef, as well as various amounts of veal, pork, liver, and beef hearts. Greer reports that he made 84 inspections of local dairies and 56 visits to meat markets. And lastly, Jack, this note of interest. Leonard and Adolf Graf were nursing head lacerations this evening after an altercation with a motorman in a Superior streetcar last night. The conductor asked the Graf brothers to leave the streetcar when their transfers were not in proper condition. After considerable parley, the conductor asked for assistance from the motorman to put the pair off the streetcar. A flight commenced when the brothers got off the streetcar when it stopped, only to hop back on again as it started. Apparently, this was enough for the burly motorman, who pulled the control lever, struck both men about their heads. Medical attention was needed, although the injuries are not said to be serious. The streetcar was on the line headed for the Superior Steel Plant. I'll tell you, Jack, I'm paying my fare with no argument after hearing that story.
Whoa, Nellie. Me too. We'll look at our sporting events with Ray Paulson and the entertainment for you friends this New Year's Eve of 1899 with Harriet Fahrig coming up after some music. First, let's look at the U.S. Weather Bureau forecast from Weather Bureau Observer in Charge, Byron Bronson. Last night's cold wave of 2 degrees below zero won't repeat itself this New Year's Eve night. Hurrah, hurrah. Mr. Bronson says the weather may register several degrees above zero tonight and be quite comfortable tomorrow. The Weather Bureau's prognostication doesn't have any snowfall, but does have fair weather for the first day of January, 1900. That's our weather and the news. Let's hear one of our favorites from the gay 90s. A bicycle built for two. Riding that bike today, friends. And we won't be riding our bicycles anytime soon anyway, but there is some entertainment for you good people on this New Year's Eve of 1899. But Ray Paulson has our sporting news for us this evening. Happy New Year, Ray.
Happy New Year to you, Jack. The first basketball game of the year will be held tonight between the Superior Normal School and the strong YMCA team of Duluth. Referee Leslie Ross says both teams have added strengths since last year, when Duluth was the better of the two teams. The contest for the Graves Manley Trophy continues tonight in curling. Three matches were played yesterday, and tonight curling fans will see the D.E. McLeod team square off against the C.F. McDonald rink. Alexander Ree will play C.W. Stocking. G.G. Barnum will curl against the W.B. Dunlap team. And Superior and Duluth scat teams are preparing to send players to Milwaukee in March for the national tournament. It is expected that upwards of 800 to 900 players will compete in Milwaukee. These are the winter sporting events this evening, Jack.
Thanks, Ray. Sounds like great fun. Scat, basketball, and curling all in one night. Unbelievable. We'll find out what's going on at the Grand coming up, but first, this selection for you. Shine On, Harvest Moon.
Mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Trouble sitting underneath a willow tree, for love made mine. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I can't go alone. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, for the moon is a little tale of woe. Oh, shine on, shine on, harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no love.
10th, April, January, June, or July. No time, ain't no time to stay outdoors and soon. So shine on harvest moon. For me and my gal, oh, shine on, shine on harvest moon, way up in the sky. I ain't had no love since April, January, June, or July. No time, ain't no time to stay outdoors and soon. So shine on harvest moon for me and my God.
Boy, oh boy, that's some singing by Janelle Aaron, singing for us tonight with her husband Stephen Aaron on the guitar, friends. Good, wholesome entertainment for you tonight. Our newsman, Lou Martin, has some, if you will, entertainment from the Superior Board of Trade. Lou, some happenings there this New Year's Eve?
Well, just to read, Jack, it's Tin Pan Day, where traders are celebrating the end of the year. There's no telling what they've planned for this evening, but if it's anything like last year, well, look out. The celebrants passed out grain and flour and had a big time throwing it upon one another. And in their rowdiness, some windows were broken and clothing was soiled. The janitor finally broke up the revelers after sweeping up 3 bushels of grain and said it was time for them to leave so that he could go home. This year, a suggestion was made, probably by that same janitor, that they use the money they paid to fix the windows and replace the clothing to hire an orchestra and have fun listening to that same orchestra. Or they could go to the Grand in Superior for entertainment. Our Harriet Farig has the goings on there. Good evening, Harriet.
Happy New Year, Lewis. The character of Rosamond in Sowing the Wind is given a hint of what the woman of the 20th century will be. Strong in self-reliance, proud because the harness of her soul has been lifted. Armored not with innocence, but in the knowledge of evil. A woman of singular character and beauty. A woman of impulse and sentiment, of strong emotion and deep sympathy. A woman of passion, rebellious when the affection of her heart is threatened, and writhing under the injustice that would take from her a lover of whom she feels is more than worthy. A living, glowing woman of the highest intellectuality, yet virtue incarnate in the embodiment of every womanly dignity. Henry Arthur Jones' comedy, The Liars, in which Mr. Otis Skinner will appear at the Grand in January for the first time in this city, tells a charming little love story in which a beautiful married woman is cleverly prevented from straying from the proper path. Mr. Skinner is always sure of the hearty welcome in this city. The comedy ran for 4 months at the Empire Theater in New York. Mr. Skinner has the support of an unusually strong company, including many well-known players. That's the latest on Superior Thespian Activity, Lewis.
Well, thank you, Harriet Farig. And now, Jack, how about some good-time music to usher in the new year?
That's the plan, Lou. How about this one for you ladies out there? Let me call you sweetheart.
I am dreaming, dear, of you, day by day. Dreaming when the skies are blue, when they're gray, when the silvery
Classic as we wave goodbye to the gay 90s and usher in the 1900s tonight. Now let's talk about some of our favorite merchants here in town. A gas and electric bargain sale. Listen to this. Our November 1st inventory shows that we have an overstock of certain supplies, more than we care to carry, and to get our investment down to the point where we want it, we offer specially low prices on electric wiring and gas piping and fixtures until January 1st. This is a genuine chance to save money. From Superior Water, Light, and Power Company, 1518 Tower Avenue. Another friend of ours is having a clearance sale. That's W.F. Edholm at 1412 Tower Avenue, New York Block. A clearance sale now for pianos and organs. Have again taken a large number of secondhand pianos and organs in exchange for new ones, which we will sell at almost your own price. We guarantee all to be in good condition, having been thoroughly overhauled. Pianos for $35, organs for $10, worth at least double the money. That's W.F. Edholm, 1412 Tower Avenue, New York Block. We have one more number for you tonight. This is Moonlight Bay, friends. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna wishing you a fine 1900.
Boy, birds come a-crooning over Moonlight Bay. Sky goes from a-crooning while the moonbeams play. All alone, unknown, they find me. Memories like these remind me of a girl I left behind me down on Moonlight Bay. We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say, "You have fallen my heart. Now don't go away." As we sang the gospel song on Moonlight Bay, and the light gleaming on the silent dreaming till we meet once more. For a father's heart is yearning, with a sigh for my returning, with the light of love still burning, as in days of yore. We were sailing along Moonlight Bay. We could hear the voices ringing. They seemed to say, "You have stolen my heart. Now don't go away." As we sang the closing song on Moonlight Bay.
gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed our trip back 30 years to 1899 in our little time machine. But now it's New Year's Eve, 1929. You're listening to the voice from the head of the lakes, KUWS Radio. We've got the top songs of the 20s for you in this expanded New Year's Eve program, friends. We'll have some fun tonight, and the good people at the Android will be piping in our broadcast live for those of you who want to dance to our wax recordings. Can't wait to get to the music, but friends, the news must go on. And we've got some interesting happenings from our newsman, Lou Martin, and the Evans Market News. Lou?
Well, thank you, Jack, and Happy New Year, one and all. Federal Prohibition agents raided an illegal still in Bennett last night. Lloyd Nelson and Russell Trautner were arrested for violating the Volstead Act, and their new shack was burned. The two were busy engaging in what they called the brewing of aged in the wood moonshine for New Year's Eve celebrants. It appears that many people will go thirsty tonight, though 950 gallons of mash was broken up before the agents set fire to the shack. Meanwhile, State Deputy Prohibition Agent Richard Nye has written a letter to Superior's Police Chief A.E. Buchanan, thanking the city for its help in the state's largest roundup of speakeasies earlier this month. 58 men and women were arrested in the raids of illegal gin joints in Superior in that crackdown. The story of Superior's boy that was kidnapped by a transient sailor last week has a new wrinkle in it. The kidnapper, Carl Johnson Edwardson, says that he had an inspiration to abduct 5-year-old Charles Finkler. He told Detective Ole Peterson and Assistant Douglas County District Attorney Thomas Foley that this inspiration demanded that he take the boy and run. He didn't know what he would do once he got the boy away. However, kidnapping charges are being lodged against the sailor. A seaway connecting Lake Superior with the Atlantic Ocean will be built. That's what members of the Superior Kiwanis Club were told this week by Mr. Hugh McLaren of Duluth, who's the director of the Minnesota Tidewater Association. Mr. McLaren believes the time is right for a canal to be built along the St. Lawrence River to allow ocean vessels to do business here at the head of the lakes. He says that since President Hoover is a former Secretary of Commerce and an engineer, he will best understand the need for a waterway route for ships. And now we have some important news this evening from our Ashland-Bayfield area. Our newsman, Mike Simonson, has a rundown for us.
Lou, Ashland City Hall is getting a novel use. A spare room has been made into an isolation ward for a scarlet fever patient. Ashland's hospital doesn't have a place to isolate contagious patients, and health officials say one is needed. But until then, Ashland City Hall will use one of its rooms to quarantine the scarlet fever patient. A transient woodsman was found dead in the West Hotel in Ashland. 55-year-old John Brady apparently succumbed to heart failure. So far, police have not been able to find any next of kin for Mr. Brady. This is in special to us from Bayfield, Lou. The last trip of the mailboat Bing was made to the Madeline Islands' several hundred residents on December 19th. But not to fear, the mail dog sled was able to make its first trip on December 22nd, when the ice was thick enough. According to mailboat Captain Jim Fuller, the sled is actually a light boat on runners pulled by Buster and Scotty, Madeline Island's largest of the 22 fossil islands and has the most people living there on the islands. Other islands with residents include Sand and Rocky. The trip from Bayfield to Madeline is 3 miles, a good jaunt for Captain Fuller and Buster and Scotty, Lou.
Well, you know, it's a long, cold winter for those islanders. If you heard a steady drumming coming from the city hall in Superior yesterday, you heard a demonstration of a machine gun to 15 Superior police officers. Wilford McDonald of the Marshall Welch Company in Duluth gave the demonstration so the officers could see the intricacies of operating a machine gun. It's not known if Superior Police will make the machine gun part of its arsenal. And Governor J. Walter Kohler extends his New Year's greetings in his annual address today. Governor Kohler said, quoting now, "It's my earnest wish that all people of Wisconsin may enjoy abundant economic opportunity and may participate in a most happy and prosperous New Year for 1930. We've got a bit more news about the upcoming new year, but first, Jack McKenna has a few words about Evans Market.
Evans Market at 1101 Tower Avenue. Butter this week, per pound, 40 cents. Turkeys per pound, 32 cents. And spring chickens, fresh, per pound, 29 cents. Here's a mutton shoulder, a pound, 15 cents. Beef roast up, 3 pounds, 18 cents. Friends, how can you beat those bargains? Heinz ketchup, a bottle, for 22 cents. Bananas, 22 cents a pound. Yes, and there's a lot more available, too, in the bargain of the food. We wish you all a happy and prosperous new year from Evans Market, 1101 Tower Avenue in Superior. Lou, what's going on these days with the stock market?
Well, the beleaguered stock market or not, officials are predicting a strong showing for our economy in 1930. The bulls made a final gesture in today's final trading of 1929 on Wall Street, in spite of the setbacks of the last 2 months. Issues were generally up 2 to 20 points, with the highest returns in railroad, steel, and electrical shares. Colonel Leonard P. Ayers of the Cleveland Press Company says that business will improve next year after a slow start. Ayers said lower interest rates will spur on construction, which has slowed considerably since the stock market crash, and should be going strong by the summer. He says that should spur the steel and automobile industries, avoiding any prolonged drop in employment. The League of Nations has been awarded the Woodrow Wilson Peace Award for 10 years of working toward world peace. League of Nations Secretary Sir Eric Drummond accepted a check for $25,000, which he says will go toward construction of their offices in Geneva. The award was given on the anniversary of the 73rd year since President Woodrow Wilson's birth. Well, it's been more than a week now since Oscar Nelson of Superior began his quest to smooth out the ice road between Duluth and Superior. Mr. Nelson has been wielding a pick and shovel on Superior Bay, breaking up icy hummocks so that cars can roll smoothly on the ice. And he's with us in the KUWS studios this evening to talk about this very difficult work. Mr. Nelson, why are you taking this upon yourself?
Well, I hate that interstate bridge, Mr. Marvin. Pure and simple, I hate that bridge. They've been bleeding us good working folks dry with their toll, and it drives me nuts. As far as I'm concerned, the more money that consigned bridge loses because of the ice road, the better.
I understand that folks have been giving you quarters in return for your hard work.
You darn betcha. Not everyone, mind you, but I'd had enough to pay for a new pick and new shovel, and I'm making my way across the bay. They've been beeping their horns and waving. It makes you feel appreciated.
Well, are others against the interstate bridge, too?
Oh, you darn tootin' they are. Someday, Len, those high mucky muck officials will learn what we need is a bridge we can get across without having to dig in our pockets just to get to the other side. I don't know when they'll get around to doing that no time soon, I expect. But till then, by gum, I'm going to be out there in the winter making sure that ice road's in good shape.
Well, sir, thank you for coming to talk to our listeners. You know, a lot of people have been calling wanting to know about the man fixing up the ice road.
Well, I'm glad to be here. You're very welcome, Mr. Marvin. Wave the next time you drive by. I know you use that road.
Oscar Nelson, woodsman by trade, ice maintenance man at the present time. Well, 99 couples asked for divorces in Douglas County in 1929. 23 were asked by husbands, while 76 wives asked for the legal parting of the ways. 21 of those couples were wed in Superior, while 35 were joined in wedlock in Duluth, making it seem like marriages made in Duluth have less of a chance of making it. And the length of the Duluth marriages averaged 6 years, while Superior marriages lasted 9 years. Causes for the divorce included 5 for drunken, cruel, and inhuman treatment, 13 for non-support and abandonment, 14 for desertion, 38 for cruel and inhuman treatment without drunkenness, and 1 for impotency. Speaking along those lines, the first baby, in 1930, will be showered with all kinds of gifts from local merchants, Jack. Al Peck of Peck Foster Buick will give the baby and his family a ride home from the hospital. How about that? You know, Peterson Jewelry will provide a ring, while Lou Cantor will give another ring for the newborn. An engraved silver spoon will be donated by Mr. and Mrs. H. Cedar of the Cedar Jewelry, while Roth Brothers Baby Shop will present an embroidered Gertrude. A handmade, hand-embroidered dress will come from Stack & Company, while Moran's Infant Department will give the lucky baby a wool shawl. A pair of booties will be given by Ed Barbo of the Kinney Shoe Shop. Lou Weinberg of the Android Drug will donate toiletries for the toddler, and Ford Campbell of Wisconsin State Bank will open a savings account for the little one. Not to forget Mom, the one who does all the work, Ashby's Tower Floral will send flowers to the mother. Quite a haul, eh, Jack? I wonder how much of a savings account the tyke will get.
Well, if he gives it enough time, it'll probably build up into millions. Sure. Indeed. Well, let's get a look at our forecast and then get down to the best music hits of the 1920s for you good listeners. From the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth, this New Year's Eve will be mild, with partly cloudy skies for you revelers tonight and tomorrow. Probably some snow, but generally ideal weather in the mid-20s tomorrow. Today's high was 30 degrees, and that was registered in Superior at 8 a.m. Those of you listening at the Android Ballroom, get ready to flap your flappers, friends. We're going to start out with the biggest hits from 1920 and work our way up to the present. And our newsman, Lou Martin, will read a couple of news notes of the big stories of that year, too. Lots of fun, friends. From the voice at the head of the lakes, KUWS, bring in the new year, 1930. First from 1920, the first song to sell 1 million records. This is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the familiar Whispering. Thank you. What was whispering by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra? Lou, what was the big news in 1920?
January the 5th of 1920, Boston Red Sox star Babe Ruth accepts Records professional sports contract for $125,000. He got that money to join the New York Yankees. April the 2nd of 1920, physicist Albert Einstein arrives in New York to lecture at Columbia University on the theory of relativity. April the 30th, Grand Canyon National Park was dedicated in 1920. August of 1920, the Tommy Gun, the Thompson portable submachine gun invented by J.T. Thompson, was demonstrated at a national gun show in Ohio. Soon it became the weapon of choice for bootlegging gangsters. Jack?
Thank you, Lou. Shook me up there for a moment with all the bootlegging and guns. My goodness, we should be having fun here on New Year's Eve. The next big number from 1920, friends, music, Frank Crummett. You'll remember, of course, Palestina.
Such a clever girl is Lena, how she plays the concertina. Really, it's a shame. She's such a good musician, she got a swell position to go across the sea and entertain. And so they skip for Lena, way out to Palestina. From what I hear now, she don't look the same. They say that Lena is the queen of Palestina. Just because she plays the concertina. She only knows one song. She plays it all day long. Sometimes she plays it wrong. But how they love it, won't for us. I heard her play once or twice. Oh, murder, still it was nice. All the girls are dressed like Lena. Some were oatmeal, some were Rena. Down all Palestina way. Lena's girlfriend Arabella left her meet an Arabella, and she fought one friend. On a camel's back of wind, you could hear Miss Lena playing all the desert sand. She didn't play the blue one, for all she knew were blue ones. Still, you saw that and listened by his hand. And as he tried to kiss her, she heard that Arab whisper, "Oh, Lena, please play your instrument. Lena is the queen of Palestina. Just because she plays the concertina. She only knows one song. She plays it all day long. Sometimes she plays it wrong. But how they love it, what more of it. I heard her play once or twice. Ooh, murder, still it was nice. While that air left danced so gaily, she was practice ailey-ailey. Down old Palestina way.
That's Palestina, everybody's favorite, from Frank Crummett and 1920, friends. There's so much going on tonight. With a rundown of some of the events is our own Ray Paulson. Ray, looks like the best time going might be at the Enroy tonight.
Well, you've got that right, Jack. The largest party in the city, New Year's Eve, will have its setting at the Hotel Enroy. 400 guests will make merry from 9 p.m. to sometime Wednesday morning. Reservations at the Elks Club will probably total 200 guests for the evening. Dinner is to be served at $3.50 a plate. The last strains of the orchestra will sound out at about 3 a.m. About 200 guests also have signified their intention of dining and dancing at the Ritz Tuesday night, and more than 60 couples will attend a closed dinner dance to be sponsored by the alumni of Fex Fraternity at Hotel Duluth. Dinner will be served at 7:30 p.m. And, Jack, I'll have lots more places to go for you later on in the show.
Great, Ray. Thank you. Lou, that was a good year for news, too.
Well, you bet. The first transcontinental New York to San Francisco airmail service began July the 29th. August of 20, the Finnish distance runner Paavo Nurmi wins the 10,000-meter run in record time for the 1920 Olympic Games in Antwerp. From 1920 to 1928, he netted 6 gold medals, among other track titles and records, and became the dominant runner of the decade. August the 26th, women's suffrage victorious. The 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution adopted. It was adopted then, but it was ratified August the 18th. That allowed women the right to vote. Okay, Jack.
Thanks, Lou. Now, who can forget the big hit by Rudy Weedoff's Californians and the Sheik of Araby. Sheik of Araby. Well, Lou, I think it's time we found out some of the highlights of the year of 1921.
Yes, 21 and 22. This one is of 1922. Secretary of the Interior Albert B. Fall leases the Navy's Teapot Dome field secretly without competitive bidding to Harry F. Sinclair and the Mammoth Oil Company. Later, on April the 22nd of 22 and December the 11th, Fall leases the Elk Hills Reserve to Edward L. Donahue in a similar fashion. It was later found in the transactions that Fall had taken bribes for these transactions. Well, the drug war began May the 26th of 1922. The Federal Narcotics Control Council established with power to prohibit importation of non-medical narcotics. July the 9th of that year, Johnny Weissmuller, the first to break the one-minute mark in the 100-meter swim. August the 2nd of 22, Alexander Graham Bell, the telephone inventor, he dies. And on August the 8th, jazz trumpeter Louis Armstrong, part of the great exodus of blacks from the southern and the northern U.S., he leaves New Orleans to play jazz with his Chicago mentor, King Oliver. Jack?
Thank you, Lou, and hearing something of your news reminds me that Johnny Weissmuller swam his first competitive event down on Park Point at the big pool down there a few years ago. Well, if you're a good fan and friend of Al Jolson, you'll love this. It's one of his biggest and best, Toot Toot Tootsie.
Yesterday I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye, oh me oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train, and 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, good, 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 see, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The little choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how bad it makes me. Kiss me, Tootsie, and then, oh, baby, do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. That Tootsie, don't cry. Tootsie, goodbye. When somebody says goodbye to me, oh, I'm sad as I can be. Not so with it, loving Romeo. He seems to take a lot of pleasure saying goodbye to his brother. Good, 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 goodbye. Bye bye, bye bye, bye bye. Good, be, don't cry. The little suit, the little train that takes me away from you. No, no word to tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, suit me, and then, oh, 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 do it over again. And though I yearn, new things to learn, I'll keep playing solitaire until I return. That good be, don't cry. Good be, good boy.
Ah, that was Al Jolson. Who can forget Toot Toot Tootsie? And here's a well-known old favorite, that old torch singer Sophie Tucker from 1923. In old King Tutankhamun's day.
Years ago, King Tutty Ray, you know, he must have traveled greatly in his time. For in his tomb out there was gold and silverware from big hotels of every land and clime. While going through his royal robes, they found up in his sleeve the first big leaf that Adam gave to Eve. In old King Tut, and came and stayed beneath the tropic skies. King Tut was very wise. Now old King Tut was always gay. See your passport, she sat upon his knee. That's where she sat, the girl would dance for him at every move or treat. They'd move, but never move their feet. 1,000 girls would dance each day with lots of hip hooray. In old King Tut, King Tutty's day. 3,000 years ago, in history we know, King Tut came and ruled a mighty land. He ruled for many years with laughter, song, and tears. He made a record that will always stand. They opened up his tomb the other day, and just with glee, they learned a lot of ancient history. In old King Tut, and came and stayed, the dancers then in style would even make the old Sphinx smile. In old
sing, tut, 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 and came a day. On the desert sand, old King Tut's band played, while maidens played they danced. For old King Tut needs moonlight skies so warm. They wore such happy smiles and were in perfect form. They danced for him, both fat and thin. He didn't give a darn what shape they're in. In old King Tut, 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 King Tut's day. Why, Sam from Alabama would not run 1, 2, 3. Oh, what a march he'd be for old Mark Anthony. A really dipped and well-dressed man wore nothing but a coat of tan. In old King Tut, 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 King Tutty's day.
Now that is old softy, short singer, Sophie Tucker. Now, Lou, how about some news from 1923?
Okay, Jack, all of this from 1923. On January the 14th, the first wireless telephone call sent via radio waves made from New York to London. On March the 3rd, the first issue of Time, the first weekly news magazine, is published by Henry Luce and Britton Hayden. The first transcontinental airplane flight was made in 26 hours and 50 minutes from New York to San Diego, California. That was on May the 2nd and May the 3rd of that year. President Harding dies. Calvin Coolidge takes office the next day, August the 2nd. Jack?
Thank you, Lou. Yes, we have no bananas. Well, Billy Jones can do a better job on that one than I can.
There's a fruit store on our street. It's run by a Greek, and he keeps good things to eat. But you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, he never answers no. He just yeses you to death. And as he takes your dough, he tells you, yes, of course, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We sing beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and hay. We have an old-fashioned tomato, a Long Island potato. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Business got so good with him, he wrote home to say, send me Pete, Nick, and Jim, I need help right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun, you bet. Someone asked for Sparrowgrass, and then the whole quartet all answered, yes. We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Just buy those coconuts, those walnuts, and donuts. There ain't many nuts like they. We'll sell you 2 kinds of red herring, dark brown, and ball bearing. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
You got a strawberry pie?
Yes, I don't think we got strawberry pie.
You got coconut pie?
Yes, I don't think we got coconut pie.
I'll have 1 cup of coffee.
We got no coffee.
Well, what do you got?
I got a banana.
Oh, you've got a banana. Yes. We got an old banana, no banana, no banana. We got an old banana today, I tell you, no banana. Hey, Mariana, you got an old banana? Well, did the man, he don't believe what I say. Now, what do you want? If you want to buy a 12 for a quarter, no? Well, just a moment, I'm going to call my daughter. Hey! Mariana, you got a banana? No? Yes? Banana? No? Yes? No, no. No, no banana today. No banana today.
And that was Billy Jones turning Yes, We Have No Bananas into a comedy routine. Well, Lou Martin, no comedy around 1924, I believe.
Many things in 1924. January the 21st, Vladimir L. Lenin, leader of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, he dies, prompting a power struggle between Joseph Stalin and Leon Trotsky. February the 3rd, Woodrow Wilson dies. February the 4th, Mahatma Gandhi is released from prison due to ill health. He was released early. February the 12th, George Gershwin, a composer, pianist, premieres his Rhapsody in Blue, backed by the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in New York City's Aeolian Hall. Jack?
Thank you, Lou. You know, people knew how to have fun in 1924. Here's Ray Paulson with some more parties.
Well, the college students really like to party, and there's more parties scheduled. Two other Superior State Teachers College fraternities will hold dinner dancing parties New Year's night. The Iota Delta Chi will entertain approximately 100 guests. This party will be held at the Hotel Lincoln in Duluth. The Lambda Delta Chi will frolic Tuesday at the Hotel Spalding. A seven-course dinner is to be served to 100 guests. Members of Black and White Fraternity, along with members of Zeta Beta Chapter of Alpha Omega, will hold a dinner dance at the Devonshire Tea Rooms in Duluth. About 45 couples are expected to be in attendance. Delta Theta fraternity members and their lady guests will gather at an informal dancing party Tuesday at the Oddfellows Hall in Duluth. And there's a lot more partying scheduled, and we'll get to more of that later, Jack.
Well, thanks, Ray. Anything from my older fraternity, Tap a New Keg?
Oh, there's a lot of those parties, Jack.
All that, I expect. Well, Billy Jones joins up with his old buddy Ernie Hare to do Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight.
Oh me, oh my, oh you, I don't know what to do. Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. It's got me on the go. I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you do it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rolls as one and sent his favorite son to the White House. This mighty country lighthouse, he saw the president. He said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight? Put your hand beneath your feet and you will find it there all right. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it but fight. Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes the blushing bride, the groom right at her side, to the altar as steady as Gibraltar. The bridegroom has the ring, it's such a pretty thing. He puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Always taste it on your napkin if you want to be polite. Could you get a job as tight as if you could do it right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Well, it makes a fellow to shut up when he's dying to recite. Would you give it to your parents if he isn't perfect right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
One of the all-time great love songs. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? But here's one that is truly, truly a romance song. You may remember from 1924. Paul Whiteman, The Man I Love.
¶¶ done my best to make him stay. You look at me and smile, I understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Till I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. To build a little home, just meant for two, from which I'll never roam to hold for you. And someone else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
There's lots of doings going on these nights at local movie houses, and our Harriet Farig has At the Theaters for us this New Year's Eve, 1929. Good evening, Harriet, and thanks for taking time out to be on McKenna and Martin.
My pleasure, Jack and Lewis. There's so much to talk about, including, well, my favorite with Douglas Fairbanks, of course. The all-talking, singing, and playing syncopation is on its last day at the Capitol. Barbara Bennett, Bobby Watson, Morton Downing, and Osgood Perkins are just part of a brilliant cast of 100 others. And just for you, Jack, an extra midnight show on New Year's Eve. At the Palace, George Bancroft and The Mighty, with Esther Ralston, Warner Oland, and Raymond Hatton. He fights all the world, snarls at every law, and then among his enemies, he meets his love. This is a dynamic, all-talking drama playing now at the Palace. Coming soon is Hollywood Review, the New Year's sensation. Reserve your seats now. And The Careless Age is playing now at the People's Theater. Douglas Fairbanks Jr. and Loretta Young in this all-talking picture, a story of youth and its fling at love. And that's At the Theaters, Jack.
Thank you very much, Harriet. Nice report. Well, after that beautiful arrangement of The Man I Love by Paul Whiteman, here's another biggie for you. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians doing Collegian.
Thank you.
Waring and his Pennsylvanians Collegiate from 1925. And now, here's Lou Martin with more news. And Lou, does any of this remind you of your college days?
Not in 1925, certainly. February the 3rd of that year, a team of dog sleds raced 650 miles with medicine to save diphtheria-ravaged citizens of isolated snowed-in Nome, Alaska. The story captivated the public. Adolf Hitler founded the SS Schutzstaffel, his protective guard. Eventually, it came to be the elite police corps of the Nazis. April the 10th of 25, F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, The Great Gatsby, was published. The dispassionate examination of blandness and emptiness in the lives of tycoons and flappers was acclaimed by the critics, but not a popular success of that day. An estimated 40,000 Ku Klux Klan members marched through Washington, D.C. August the 8th. It's part of their organization's first National Congress. Jack?
Oh, thanks, Lou. Thank you very much. Yes. Now we have some music that, it's kind of a surprise to me, but I'm sure we'll all enjoy it. Irving Aronson and the Commanders. Vodido. Yes, they don't make music like that anymore, do they? That was a biggie, too, 1925. And you heard President Calvin Coolidge mentioned, and do you remember when the president visited the Pierce estate on the Brule? Oh, here's Ray Paulson with some more.
Oh, boy, they are celebrating New Year's Eve, Jack, at the country club, too. Several hundred guests will attend a dinner dance to be held on Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 12 midnight at the Gitchinachi Country Club in Billings Park. The dinner party will follow the annual New Year's reception, which is to be held in the afternoon. Theater parties at midnight shows in Superior Theaters will again prove popular as a means of celebrating the New Year. There will be special music and features have been arranged, and sellouts are predicted. So they're celebrating this New Year, Jack.
They certainly are. We can't be out there with them, Ray. Well, here's George Olson and the Varsity Drag.
Knowledge is not we should be taught to dance. Right here at Nate, we're up today. We teach a great new dance. Don't think that I brag. I speak of the drag. Why should a sheep learn how to speak Latin and Greek? Sadly, give him a neat motto to please say it with me. Gladly, first lesson right now. You'll love it and how you'll love it. Here is the drag. See how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Don't you love the butter and hot? Newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue. Yes, there's a bunch of flaws that wave in a flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. If you all answer the call when your professor tries. Everybody down on the heels, up on the toes. Stay at school and learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag.
And a word of caution to you collegians tonight. Take it easy on that bathtub gin. Now here's Lou Martin with more news for us.
This year, 1928, January the 12th, adulteress and murderer Ruth Snyder is executed in the electric chair at New York Sing Sing Prison. January the 30th, Eugene O'Neill's Strange Interlude premieres on Broadway. The Kellogg Briand Peace Pact, a universal renunciation of war, is signed by 65 nations, including the United States in Paris on August the 27th. Herbert Hoover, elected U.S. President, November the 6th of that year. Germany's Graf Zeppelin, dirigible, arrives at Lakehurst, New Jersey.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you. Well, there'll be a few cups of coffee thrown down the gullet tonight after everybody's celebrated. But here's Ted Weems with You're the Cream in My Coffee. Thank you.
cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my swim. You will always be my necessity. I belong without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I belong without you. Most men tell long tales, and these great dumb tales. You've heard each golden way. This way is my home way. You're the sail of my love home. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I belong without you.
Lots of your friends here in Superior want to say Happy New Year. We have lots of New Year's greetings for you good listeners tonight. E.J. Anderson at Community Jewelry Store at 809 1/2 Tower Avenue wishes you a happy 1930. M. Berger at Berger Hardware hopes 1930 brings you happiness and prosperity. New Hotel Superior Manager H.H. Nurek wishes joy, good fortune, and health to all next year. And Saul Jacobs, Used Car Market, at 1512 Ogden wishes you a happy and prosperous new year. Now back to the music of the Roaring Twenties, and what a year 1929 was. Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Nick Lucas.
Shades of night are creeping, will all trees are weeping, old folks and babies are sleeping. Silver stars are gleaming, all alone I'm scheming, scheming to get you out here, my dear. Come to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of the willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me. In flowers will shine, we'll be the showers all rain. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Thank you. Will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Well, that's enough of the tulips. Friends, what a night it's been. What a time we've had. Thanks to the classy folks at the Android Ballroom for letting us join them through their radio speakers, and to you good listeners everywhere, from Ashland to Finland and in between. We wish you a fine new year, 1930. And rest assured, the Martin and McKenna Show will be on the air for throughout the year here on KUWS. Be safe and happy now. And for Lou Martin and Ray Paulson, this is Jack McKenna speaking and saying goodnight.
This is Radio Superior 1929, a weekly original radio drama presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior 1929 executive producer is Mike Simonson, and assistant producer is Brianna Pearson. Harriet Farage is played by Jennifer Simonson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1929 are actual accounts from editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or mail us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night. Thank you.